Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, just dive on right in. Really. You're listening to Kakunin from the microphone. It is 9 o'clock here, sharp on the dot, and this program is brought to you by Organic OK, who's in the studio with us right now. Organic, come on, shout out.
Hello, this is Organic OK.
Yeah. All right, now please, everyone, get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, I'm Organic. Look, I'm a comedian, basically afflicted with a lot of different handicaps, you know. Autism, Tourette's, ADHD, bipolar, OCD. I've got mild scoliosis. I've got leaky gut syndrome. And I even got some cavities here. I'm missing tooth. I go on and on, but the show's only going to last a half hour. So, anywho, I'm a comic. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, this is Comedian Organic OK. I am a comedian myself. Also, I tend to do audio albums. I organize and I interview do commentary myself, too.
Okay, all right. Tell me, do you have any questions exactly for little old me?
Yeah, I got plenty of those questions. Okay.
Let's hear it.
First question to ask you. In your journey of life, is people more concerned about you being successful and being enhanced in a life, or is it more about you being successful, enhancing yourself into life where you can see where the change is being presented?
Well, actually, okay, look, I got to be honest. People in general, now, it's wonderful when somebody makes it, and if people really like your work, yeah, they want to see you succeed. They want to give you rock star status. However, if they don't like it, whatever, they just want to see you crash and burn. If you fail to entertain them, they want you dead. That's a fact. It's a sad, both sad fact of life. I mean, really. Me personally, I don't think really a lot of my family wants to see me cross over. I take care of my mother now because she's in a wheelchair, and my father wants me especially. Let me say something. They really don't want me to do too well. I mean, they're always afraid that if I do, they feel like if I did, I'd be out of here. And then what are they going to do? Now, here's the thing. I know. It's one less mouth to feed. You'd think so, wouldn't you? But here's the thing. Now, my parents, listen, because of my ADHD, Tourette's, I found an alternative to helping a lot with that is chewing a lot of. Now, when you buy a lot of gum, I mean, it takes a lot of gum to actually chew down and get down that nasty, you know what? It takes a lot of the gum. So guess what? It takes a lot of gum each time. I keep trying to reuse the gum, reuse the tea bags. I try to make my shoes last, try to clean them. I was like, no, dang, just throw them. Dude, talk. No, dude. Just throw that stuff out. Just throw that away. Buy more stuff. I'll buy new stuff. Okay, look, seriously. If your mother's dying and she needs medicine, we lose the house, I'll buy you new shoes. Just throw your stuff out. There's just like ambient about me not saving my stuff. They don't want me to. I'm always afraid that the more of the stuff I have, the less I need them. Some parents don't want to see their kids stand up and walk. You know, because the sooner they learn to walk, the sooner they can learn to walk away. Now you think for a minute, when they want you out of there, they'd have more time to spend together, just the two of them. It doesn't feel like they want that. They don't really want more time to spend together. You follow? It's like this. After over 40 years of marriage, they seem to be tired of the sight and sound of each other. My mother harps like a woman who has become physically ill and thus mentally ill. See, at a certain age, you think it's one part of the body that starts to go, but really, everything starts to fall apart. It's kind of like, it's like smoking or drinking. I mean, you think you're going to have lung cancer or heart disease or emphysema, but smoking damages everything. Something's going to give. Pretty soon, everything is just about ready to. With drinking. And also with old age. It's not just the one thing it's most likely to give. Everything is going, and in that being the case, guess what? They don't want me to go. Part of it is because I don't think they think I could really last. I mean, see, I'm not just handicapped. The economy out there is handicapped. No, you understand this, don't you? See, by basically inventing machines that are doing things that people would do, more and more people are out of work now than ever. That's been happening since the industrial age. It's still happening today, and now it's worse than ever. And in America, we live in a time when things are really bad. Everyone is being squeezed dry from every last drop. It is so effed up. You know it. But also at the same time, I don't think they want me to go. I'm like a buffer between the two of them. I don't think they'd be happy if it was just the two of them here. Because, dude, it's true. Sometimes a lifetime can be too long to spend with anybody, even the right person. I got to tell you something. I had a best friends of mine. These guys were like my best friends. And I remember that defining moment when one of them turned me on me in the worst way because her mother just basically kicked off, and her mother really screwed her up. I mean, and now she was kind of left holding the bag for the rest of the family. And I remember another time when there was this guy who was really just being a total, well, once again, let me put it this way, it's not the kind of word I can say on the radio, it was that bad. I known this guy forever, and maybe forever was just too long. When time is right, you have to be able to say I love you. When time is right, you also have to be able to say goodbye. It can be hard giving up on a really long foundation friendship, but you got to know when. I'm sorry, what was your question again? No. Don't forget that. Okay, give me a new question, a fresh one.
Okay. Well, I need to have a loaded question, so it's like the question will allow me to talk longer because you went a long time, sir. And I feel like we both be clearing, you know, this actual space for people are coming in to, you know, understanding you. And once they understand where you at and, you know, interior of how you operate, they'd be more clear. And, you know, because people don't really necessarily see how great your mind is. And I feel like the more we kind of delay these actual experiences, so many people that may get distracted because a lot of people have very short attention spans on things, right? Especially things that they're not familiar with, right? So it's so important that you talk about things that are going to be, you know, we talk politics is always going to be something that people try to use to politically position, but a lot of it is propaganda. So if you're going to just use propaganda as some kind of, you know, platform where people are never going to get the true, you know, resources that they put. It's like, it's almost like a lottery. You know what I mean? Like, really, it's more of a pyramid lottery. There's only certain people really getting the resources, and they say that's everybody. So every person that's disabled don't have the same disabled element, right? So in your setup, talking to people based on your interactions, and this is based off of that, then, you know, so many people don't understand is so many things about your disability and how you present it. They don't see the bigger picture of your disability and how you're interacting with others that don't necessarily have disability, but you are giving them elements that's resolving their problems. So this is the question that I'm going to ask you. Truly feel that if a great woman come up to you and she looked different than what you picture yourself having, would you not allow yourself to have an attractive woman again?
Oh, yes. I want to jump at the chance. But in an attempt to basically sound a little deep, I got to okay. Sorry about that. We're back on. We're back on the air. Go for it. What was your question?
Well, the question I was asking you was, if you had a wonderful woman that is not the picture that you have really, really have studied to be a comfortable face of experience, or more a life, you know, enhancement moment, would you really enjoy that? I just added that part of life element because I don't think that it's in your design purpose to have a woman that is reflecting of something that kind of hinder your greatness, because you don't have, you know, this limitation into what, you know, social group of people that you can interact with, you know. And if a woman is truly great and she see you, she will respect the things within you and be enhanced to be the best that she can, and that would be something totally different than someone that is trying to model you as kind of hostage for they can have, you know, this kind of, you know, it's, so it's, in so many words, it's something that is more harm in doing good for you than good is not doing harm to you. It makes sense?
You made all the sense in the world. That's what the show's about. Okay, let me just get into this. And I mean get into it. I should deserve a woman like that. And by doing that, dude, here's the thing. Now, when a guy doesn't have it all going on, but he's with a woman who looks really, really hot, that's a sign he's a big shot. That's what I need to do, like a trophy girlfriend, something to establish that I've prospered somehow. Like, man, look at her. He must be rich.
But it's so many guys and so many relationships in general that exist. It's just that it's like a person that don't go to the gym, right?
Uh-huh.
Then they start going to the gym and they start finding so many people that they didn't know went to the gym go to the gym. It's like it's so many women that you would find connecting with, that a person that you think would have more connection may not necessarily have a connection. You may have more connection with these women than, and people, you are, some people, they make it, make something of their task to try to undermine you. There's so many people. That's why disability, in so many words, is always transitioning to do better, transitioning to, you know, care people out of that space. But it's so many people that feel like it's their duty to destroy your peace, destroy the greater thing, because if that changed, if disability changed the shape, the uniform, the walking, the talking, description, then really disability would be beyond ability. You imagine it?
I can imagine it.
Connect those people out there.
I want to do it.
Explain to those people the desires that you actually carry. Don't give them footsteps of dirty water. Clean your feet. Clean your thoughts. Clean the connection. So when they are looking for something, you can give them what they need for their journey, what they need for inspiration. But to just say disability, this is something that seems to be not as much as that you can really, truly connect to their desires.
Because see how we do that. Well, okay. Here's the first step. I want to give every single autistic person a job doing something, you know. Something
okay,
autistics were meant to do.
Hold on, bro. We're not a hiring firm. The thing is every person don't necessarily need a job. They may have a job. It may be dealing with the stress of the job. See, I'm saying the most basic accessory. Like, you may have somebody, say example of this. A person playing sports, right?
Yeah.
A person walking.
Mm-hmm.
A person jogging.
Yeah.
A person in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
A person in the car.
Right.
All these people will need something to survive. If it's a solid food. If you was a person that said, hey, how you doing? I'm and it's like, hey, I came to a place, to say psychologically, they came to a place where you providing what you provide for what they need. That's what you're doing. That's where you start from, right? So
yeah.
If you're providing them, hey, I got a cup of water. Yeah, I got some good water you got. Give them the water. Give them the water. You do that. Give them the water. That is the basics. Give them what you have. Give them what they can use. That's the basics. That's the basics. All the other things are something that is tailored. Hey, it's like saying, hey, can you make me some tea? That's tailored, right? You take the tea package out, you put the tea package in the water. The water is warm. That's your thought. That's relating to them. Oh, thank you. Can I get some sugar? Sugar, right? But guess what? If the people there know what they want and you have what they want, guess what you do? You get them what they want based on what you have. If you don't have it, then maybe you can find a way to have it. But if you don't know what they want, how can you give them what they want and you don't know what it is? You make it harder than it has to be.
Well, I want to basically sound like I was trying to just to pigeonhole like I'm just some hiring service. Let's just give every autistic person a job. Well, that's just step one. But really, I want to do something. Look, I have a burning desire to be a crusader for something, you know. I want
that. That's the thing right there. That's the thing right there, bro. Are you trying to give people a problem that they don't actually understand that they may not even need to worry about?
I'm giving a solution that they need.
The person's solution is not the same. And you're doing it right there, trying to diagnose people as the same thing that they're trying to get away from. You're taking it right to it. Start with the simple things. Some people are more complex than others, but every person don't have the complex, you know, phobia of, you know, not seeing that ability or not understanding where people are through their paths of their journeys, right? Every artistic person is not the same, right? Yeah, some people that the artistic is not even revealed to many years later, but they're dealing with opposition just as bad as others, but is not as legible and able to be, you know, recognized. So they almost thinking like, I'm not sure, but, you know, it's to them because they have figured out so many ways to relate and connect with people that it became more of a joke in reality because their limitations are not set in other people's fantasies and phobias and things that really can congregate distraction from peace of mind. What do you feel about that?
I want that. I need it. I want everybody personally to, you know, be kind of like listening to this and, you know, just find some peace right now here just listening to it, you know, like easy listening music, like you know, soft relaxation, that Zen music that's supposed to mellow you out.
You know, one of the things that is really fascinating where people that appear to be distracted from their own situations that they're dealing with life. And you say something to them, and it seems like they're too far away from what they're dealing with as an individual and based on what they're going through to really truly connect to your problems because it seems like some of that, it'd be like, that person won't be bothered. But they so much want to be bothered. And you can see based on the reaction to respond to the task at hand that it makes you feel like, wow, that's not how they're thinking. That's how I perceive them thinking. Isn't that a difference?
That's a major difference. As a matter of fact, that's a necessity. That's a medicine that I think that they should take. I don't want to speak for everybody, but everybody should take. I could take some of that medicine. I feel a lot better.
Wow. How would you give a woman that never experienced a guy like you an intel of experience so she can have something that connect her to a person that want a woman like her? How do you give her the clearance where she doesn't have any understanding, any phobia, any, you know, how do you connect to some woman like that in your mind if she was looking? What do you tell her?
Well, honestly, I would, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, for one thing, I'd go online and learn how to basically super pleasure a woman. But more than that,
can you go into more what you said? Can you repeat what you said and explain what that means to someone that don't understand that part?
Nowadays, you can find anything on the internet. I'd go online, those studying tips, learn how to give a woman the big O or the multiple O.
But what you're saying, isn't that applied to anyone that would want just a good... See, what you're doing is you're just taking it to the tutoring department.
That's what the internet is for. But really, what would I basically do to basically seem so special? Well, I'd ask her what she sees in me and then try to do that. Like, what does she really need? But, of course, in a way, that could be kind of an uncool thing because I know women want their men to change, but when he's willing to change, do anything just for little old her, she finds that kind of a turnoff, off-putting.
See, what you just did was you just went into the archives and like the files and all these different, you know, platforms that just cover just the body and cover the mind and cover, you know, and like really what you just did, like, you went into there like in a master kind of, you know, and you just overrided, you know, a lot of the process. You know, I don't know if they, you know, feel about someone just coming and just made another software.
In a good way? Did I do it in a good way?
Well, you're going to have a lot of people, you know, in a sense, you know, applying for something that they don't necessarily have. Like, you know, in the census, they're going to be saying, you know, what race they're going to be saying. They're going to be saying what condition. They're going to forget the race. If you give them that good of something that they need, they're going to start changing the race. They're going to start making conditions. They're going to be more conditions. Imagine that. People won't say their race or their condition now. Because you change the experience that they're getting from just the condition. People won't say the condition. They'll leave out the race. It'd be the condition. We know that's just a joke, but some jokes are coming from places that people really do. You know, that is a space. So, can I ask you another question?
Go for it.
We got to wrap this show up, you know.
Yeah, no, we're wrapping it up. It is 26 minutes after the hour here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. You can be part of this conversation, too. Dial in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Okay. So this question I have, if people that want to, you know, connect with you and have questions to ask you about, you know, their experience in growing up, how would you advise if they was growing up and someone had Tourette's or a person had Asperger's? Or imagine they had an attractive woman and they wanted your advice, even if they had what you're talking about and you didn't have it. Do you feel like you can still give them advice, or would you feel like, I can give you advice because you have what I need and I feel like you got it all? What do you feel?
I'm perplexed, dude. I mean, I know there's nothing on the radio that can be worse than dead air, but I'm completely perplexed.
Vince knows what the perplex means. And we don't know what that means.
It means, oh, you don't know. It means I'm bewildered. I don't really have an answer for that. I kind of wish I did, but I don't.
Okay, viewers. The thing is with Tug, dude, he talked to people. You know, you explain to him and you don't know something. He still come back to you in the same way and make you feel, in a sense, you feel like emotional challenge. Once you get over his boot camp of forcing opinions upon you, that is, in a sense, it's almost like he's like a life pre-prep. He prepare you into.
The British woman is telling us to wrap it up. Okay. Look, next time I'll be a little more interesting and perplexed. We're going to iron this out more. But thank you for listening to Cocoon in the Microphone here with DJ, with the one only Talk Dude and Organic OK.
Yep, Organic OK. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will, some point in time, we'll make it an option to be able to talk with you live some point in time.
Thank you. Remember, tune into the program. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And call us during regular programming time. See you next week. Thank you, and good night.